This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Morning and afternoon. First teaching the golden rule. American teacher in fact, man. You smell it hard on the pan. Working it dry out of the bone. The guy behind you will leave you alone. Who is in for the winter? Now it's still summer. Why you done kids to school so soon? They should be out there tilling the fields, bringing the crops in. But no, of course, we've got to indoctrinate them in America to the glory of government and the glory of government-sanctioned and approved drugs. That's where we start today's Robert Scott Bell Show, folks. Happy back-to-school time. It was bad enough that we had to talk about shedding, viral shedding season. Kids are going back to school, and they're all getting vaccinated. And then this meme appeared back in 2012, this day in 2012. What is that, 5 years ago, Super Don? That's crazy. 5 years ago. Remember the meme with the little kid, like with his fist up?
I do, yes.
Right? And what did this one said? You know, most of the other kids in the neighborhood are all getting vaccinated right now, but my mom listens to Robert Scott Bell. Now, if anybody wasn't sure where we are standing on the issue. Now, again, freedom of choice, fully informed consent, yes. But you know where I stand based on the research. And if you can't handle that, you probably don't listen to the show. If you can't, or you're on the fence, you're going, I'll check this guy out. And if you're not sure who I am, you can watch me live on YouTube right now. How crazy is that, Super Don? Is this our seventh or eighth show that we've simulcasted?
This would be eight. But, eight? Robert, I gotta tell you, your internet is a little wonky right now. You're kind of doing the Darth Vader thing.
I bet my daughter is doing some video stuff the other
way. I have a feeling.
Yeah. Get the word. Grandma, call my wife and tell her that my daughter needs to get off the internet. How's that? It wasn't a problem before you made me do video.
Radio.
We'll get it cleared up.
This is
that's right. Radio sounded good. So we're good here. RobertScottBell.com. Notes are up. If not, they're shortly thereafter going to be up. We've got a big show. We've got James Grundvig coming on board. Merck's Pride and Prejudice. He put to words exactly what I was expressing this week after the Merck CEO left the President Trump Council or whatever it was, Economic Council, and the hypocrisy is just deep as doo-doo. And we're gonna talk about that with James Grundvig this hour. Next hour, if you've ever had a concern with overgrowth of candida, might it be an overload of iron? Ooh. Iron and candida, what's the relationship? We've got that coming up as well. But right now, as we're going back to school, we've got a couple of things that should concern you all, and that it concerns me, for your children. The gifted kids. Is your kid gifted? Right? We talk about kids who are gifted. Kids who are gifted are often misdiagnosed as having ADHD. What the heck, man? Why? Because they can't sit still in a classroom to be indoctrinated into the glory of government and government medication. They go, hey, this kid is fidgety. He's daydreaming. His or her imagination is working, but we don't need imagination. We need stooges and soldiers that will pay attention and listen to our orders that we give them and have them memorize dates and times and places and not connect them to anything of any consequence or meaning so that no matter what, they are doomed to repeat the past mistakes of our ancestors. That's what they want. And so if you're gifted, if you've got a creative imagination, they say, little Johnny, little Susie has ADHD. Now, of course, this means the teachers and the guidance counselors are practicing medicine without a license, but hey, who's counting? Gifted children, they're not only being mislabeled as with ADHD, but then they're given medications for it. There is no methylphenidate deficiency disease. It doesn't exist on any planet in the universe of creation. I'm saying that with a lot of confidence. Unless you create a world where nutrients are drugs and drugs are nutrients. Kind of weird, but a lot of people live in that altered reality. When they see their kid not sitting still for 6, 7, 8 hours in a schoolroom because kids are not supposed to sit still. They're supposed to be bouncing off the walls with energy. And years ago, I went back to teach. Not that I was a teacher, but I was brought in occasionally as a guest speaker. And the scariest thing about kids in high school, public high schools today, is not whether they have weapons or not. Not whether they're smoking joints or not. It's that they can't keep their heads up off of their desk at 10, 10:30, 11 a.m. And these kids should be in the prime of the prime and the prime of the prime of their life. With more energy that we should be able to bottle and sell it to Austin Powers as mojo. But they can't stay awake. And it's not because they lack methylphenidate, PMP, which is, by the way, a chemical kissing cousin of angel dust, PCP. You know it as, what is that thing called? They get Ritalin? You heard of that? Ritalin? Yeah. Methylphenidate. And so they're giving these kids speed. And I remember when we were in high school, Super Don, I know we weren't there together, but it was about that time where speed was one of those people got a hold of. And I was never into that stuff. It was just for me. I was like I'm not saying I was a goody two shoes kid, but it was like, I didn't want to have anything to do with it. Just seemed a little dangerous. But of course, now that the psychiatrists and the doctors and the pediatricians say it's okay and they write their prescription pad for the same stuff we were told is an illicit drug, now it's cool. And in fact, you're irresponsible, mom and dad, if you refuse to put your kid on it, we might have to contact CPS on you. Two articles linked in the show notes today specific to this issue. RobertScottBell.com. Check it out. Second one is a big press release, news release from the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, alerting parents about new federal statistics showing rates of youth overdose deaths on ADHD stimulants and benzodiazepines. And do you know that the deaths to overdose on FDA-approved prescription pad medicine from medically degreed licensed professionals, how professional is this, it is superseding even the rates of overdose and death due to, get this, the street drug known as cocaine. You can't make this up. When I say the federal government declared war on drugs, it's just that they declared war on the wrong drugs. I'm really not sort of exaggerating all that much, if at all. Of course, I don't want a war on any drugs. I would rather have fully informed consent and a free level playing field for all medicines, and that includes homeopathic, herbal, natural medicines, things that people call illicit drugs. You want to have access to that? The fact of the matter is cannabis is definitely much safer for kids than anything that is written on a prescription pad, particularly methylphenidate and benzodiazepines. It's not even a close contest. And for those of you who are worried about the illicit use of THC, hey, how about CBD? Complete safety as far as I can see. Everything we've covered in the scientific journals and in our experience. Yet, the government, the political and what we call, the schools, they're indoctrination centers for the glory of government. And if the kids have creative imagination beyond the curricula, they're drugged. And in California, you don't even get a chance to be labeled as ADHD before they vaccinate you into neurological deficit and damage and injury. And that relates to the CDC, the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, and the companies that they service. like the whores that they are at CDC. They're actually whores of the CDC, whoring out your children to the needles of Merck and GlaxoSmithKline and others. We'll talk about that with James Grundvig this hour. Merck's Pride and Prejudice. Perspective is needed desperately. The mainstream media can't handle covering what we cover here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got episode 4 tonight, I believe it is. Is it 4 or 5, Super Don, of The Truth About Vaccines?
I want to say it's 5.
5 tonight, maybe? And I think they're going into HPV and hepatitis B. They're nailing your children before they even have a chance. Hepatitis B, sexually transmitted. You can get it from dirty needle tattoos. And they're giving every infant in a hospital, unless you object. And even then, you've got to object vociferously and in writing. And you've got to, like a hawk, on these newborn babies in the hospital. Never let them out of your sight, because if you do, they will likely vaccinate them against your will and never tell you. As if your little baby has the capacity to sneak out of the delivery room and go out and get a tattoo with a dirty needle. Hepatitis B. Really? They need a shot for that. They don't even have an immune system to respond to develop antibodies to hepatitis B. This is where I lose patience with the medical profession and the people who worship there. I have another story to tell. I don't even have time to get into it. I talked to a man supposedly diagnosed with HIV 30 years ago. He's alive because he engages his doctors and pushes back and doesn't just accept willy-nilly. But he was still on the heart drugs, the antiretrovirals. But he modulates it. He takes selenium. He takes liver, milk thistle. He's on silver. But his doctors want him to stop doing all of that. And I wanted to go back to the heart of the matter, but he couldn't. It was a bridge too far, a step too far, to recognize that the tests that they give you are completely bogus. There's no such thing as an HIV test. Why do I bring that up in reference to ADHD? Because there's no such thing as an ADHD test. There is no blood test, no urine analysis, no saliva test, no hair test, no fecal test that says, definitely your kid ADHD right here. See the analysis right there? It says it right in his poop. It doesn't exist. And that's why I say the entirety, just about, and Super Don, you get mad at me when I do this, but pretty much right now, the entirety of modern medical system in terms of chronic diseases that are made up and drugged and then given other drugs for the made up, well, the real diseases that happen after you get the made up ones, all a legal fiction. And that, you're supposed to look up to that, bow down and worship to that, sir? That is a cult, a dangerous death cult. Get your kids out now. We're going to talk to James Grundvig about this after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, we bring health, freedom, and healing and liberty into the media like nowhere else, and I appreciate y'all being here for any portion thereof. RobertScottBell.com, notes are up, and somebody who's been doing it for a while and bringing health, freedom, and healing and liberty to the folks, his name James Grundig, and we haven't had him on for a while, and I'm glad to have him on. His timing is impeccable with his article. We have it linked up, and it's titled, Merck's Pride and Prejudice, CEO Frazier's Double Standard with President Trump, and it's more than that, because he's written a book called Master Manipulator, The Explosive True Story of Fraud, Embezzlement, and Government Betrayal at the CDC. James, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Robert. Glad to be here.
Well, good to have you on board. I noticed this article when you sent it out to the group that we're involved with, and man, did you nail it. I mean, like I said, when he resigned, this CEO of Merck, and he's a black guy named Frazier, and he said, I can't for moral reasons be part of this economic council. Trump's outrageous. He's on the pale. And then you look at what Merck does. And you look what Merck has done, particularly with the African-American community, particularly with young African-American males. I'm just going to turn it over to you for a moment because you laid it out beautifully in your article. What's the basis for it?
The basis for it is actually at the heart of the movie Vax, which is the CDC corruption with the domestic fraud, I call it, which is Bill Thompson, Frank DiStefano, Colleen Boyle, all these wonderful people who corrupted the Agent Orange studies in the 80s. They were involved in corrupting the MMR study back in 2000s. And they've known for a long time, along with former CDC director Julie Gerberding, who went on afterwards when Obama became president, she left as director of CDC and actually joined Merck's vaccine division as president. Mm-hmm. And she's still at Merck today. So clearly, CEO, Mr. Frazier, who's a attorney there, has been at Merck since 1992. Even if he was involved in M&A and mergers and acquisitions, those things, he sat on the board. Clearly, he became CEO in 2000. He absolutely knows about the corruption. mm-hmm. at the CDC, basically concealing this information from the African American community, attacking Andy Wakefield and Polly Toomey and others regarding the movie, attacking Brian Hooker, who's able to record the conversation with Bill Thompson, the whistleblower.
Yes.
And it's been one extraordinary event after another. And there you have a clear-cut, at least 3.5 times factor of autism risk incident rates with African-American boys versus non-African-Americans. And
so if we just pause for a moment there, James, because if you look at this guy's the head of Merck, the CEO, he can't have plausible deniability on these controversies, right? He's got to know there's a movie called Vax. And what it's in there is about a CDC whistleblower who is not, it's not a figment of anybody's imagination. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a fact as to what he did and what he said.
Correct.
And the stats, what they show. Now, of course, there's a race to discredit any reassessment of the numbers that were cooked or discarded or crunched in different ways that, that was revealed by the CDC whistleblower, William Thompson. So we have, I don't know, can we call it racial hypocrisy? Certainly moral hypocrisy for him to be outraged that, well, I didn't like the words that Donald Trump said or didn't say after Charlottesville versus, hey, who's the real danger here? What's the real danger here? Especially if you're looking to protect minority children.
Sure. And if you're protecting, the Gardasil, that wonderful vaccine that killed 40 people in the clinical trials, which is in the FDA and Merck's own, inserts. It's amazing. 40 people were killed out of 28,000. So they give a lot more Gardasils in the United States and around the world than that. Right? You give them millions.
So millions of doses, yeah.
Right, so how many people, children who are completely healthy, who survived the first onslaught of vaccines, who survived it, who are normalized, suddenly they get wiped out. They get the girls go through super premature menopause. I mean, really? Others get paralysis. Really? It's unbelievable. It's not safe. It was fast tracked by the FDA in 2006. The idiots in the state of Virginia made it mandatory in 2006 with almost no review, with no real true clinical safety trials at all. They only, as Bobby Kennedy Jr. discovered.
Go ahead, real quick.
Yep, they only.
Hold on, James.
Wait. 5 days.
Yeah, all right. We couldn't hear you over the bumper. That's okay. We're going to get that back. The article, Merck's Pride and Prejudice. James Brunvig is my guest this hour. We're going to talk about that hypocrisy, go a little deeper on it, and, of course, talk about James's great book, an important book on this subject matter as well. I want you all to get it if you haven't already.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Who's helping me rock the health world this hour? It's none other than James Grundvig. And Jam Grundvig is the website.com. J-A-M, short for James, I guess. You're jamming with us today, James.
So, oh, yeah.
Appreciate you so very much. You had a great article here. We have it linked up in the show notes. Merck's Pride and Prejudice, CEO Frazier's Double Standard with President Trump. And of course, you know, I saw it, you saw it, you wrote about it. What is it that everybody else is missing about the hypocrisy of a black or African-American man in charge of one of the largest pharmaceutical conglomerates on planet Earth? $5 billion, $6 billion, $7 billion vaccine, division. Of course, Julie Gerberding left the CDC to head that up after she gave Merck carte blanche to the children of America.
Of course.
And he says, I can't stomach the morality of a Donald Trump. In the meantime, your company CEO guy, Kenneth Frazier, is doing such destruction and damage to the children of America, particularly young African-American males, although it's beyond that. And again, hypocrisy is an understatement here.
Oh, it takes it to a whole new level. To sit there to claim he was hurt in any size, shape, or form. He himself didn't use the word racism. You talked about intolerance and extremism. Sure, I got it. I understand. Mm-hmm. Sometimes President Trump's a little clumsy. He's a New Yorker like myself. At the same time, though, it was, as President Trump called it, grandstanding, right? A lot of political theater at the end of the day. Then all the other executives followed, and Trump closes down two advisory panels. So instead of helping America, they're trying to, I guess, make Trump powerless, is it? I mean, it's whatever.
Yeah, well, we've talked about the politics of globalism versus, looking out for America first, and how there are a lot of entities within our country that don't want America to be first on any list.
That's correct.
We're first in some horrible lists, including damage to our children via vaccination. We're about the most over-vaccinated population on the planet. We have some of the highest rates of the industrialized world, maybe the highest rate of infant mortality, which makes no sense if you think, well, we're the best in medicine, highest tech, yet why do we have such a high rate of that? And you look at the first day in life, they're getting an aluminum-based adjuvant vaccine, hepatitis B, which, by the way, all of the vaccines contain trace amounts of mercury as well because the base components have it, and if they don't add it at the end, they get to call it mercury-free, which is a lie. So
we know that's a lie.
Yeah.
That's extraordinary. So, anyways, just to I'm going to go into a great detail because I will be publishing another article towards the end of this week or beginning of next week. James Lineweiler is a PhD. I guess he did cancer research at the University of Pittsburgh before he got kind of kicked out or got fed up with the politics at these different academia institutions. And so he set up his own Institute for Pure and Applied Knowledge. And he has if you go to the IPAC website, you basically would find a CDC accountability project. And what he recently did was he published last week on the 15th of August, he published a technical report. And in the technical report, he, for the first time I've ever seen, he's taken all of the vaccines and all of the damage, and he's teared the different diseases and harm. And it's extraordinary report. But what he really found, which was fascinating, going to the Hep B in particular, was that it appears that Hep B has been used since the 80s on preemies in NICUs, meaning that once some of these babies, it costs too much to recover them or costs millions of dollars to save them. So unless you're a well-to-do family, they were basically, your baby's born, it's 2 pounds, 3 pounds, what, something ridiculous, and you're getting a Hep B shot. So basically you're having a NICU death squad, what I would call it, with vaccinating clearly a injured, a baby is born with severe deficits, right, at 2 or 3 pounds, and they're getting vaccinated with aluminum and all the other crap that's in it. And it's so... are they killing the babies in these NICU units?
Well, James, what's the likelihood that they're dosing down the size of the injection for a 2 pound premature infant?
Oh, I don't.
No, they're not doing that. No. They don't do it at all. I mean, this is the thing. Even in veterinary medicine, which is all part of allopathic medicine, they give the same vaccine dose to a 120 pound dog that they give to a little a Yorkie. So you have insanity within the so-called scientific realm of medicine here. And, I just step back. Even a fully formed, fully termed little baby getting a Hep B shot, even a vaccine in the first 2 years at least, you could argue, is insane because there is no antibody response possible when their immune system is not even developed yet.
That's correct. And then the next thing is, by giving shots in the muscle, it bypasses your natural defenses. Even when you're born, your mucus, right? Your lungs, your digestive tracts, it bypasses all of that. It goes right into your bloodstream. It's pretty damn dangerous.
No, it's an agenda, and I've said it, and I know outside of these circles, it's a controversial statement, but it's an agenda, a genocidal agenda. Even if they don't have the intent, because folks, I'm not saying that every doctor that injects a child, although if they do this in the NICU, they've got to know what's going on, because you follow up on this stuff, they're going to die. These premature babies with this aluminum-based Hep B shot. But if you look beyond that, I'm not indicting every doctor, although I should hold every doctor and nurse accountable because they will be held accountable after this lifetime.
They're going to be. There's no question about that. There's no doubt in my mind. I mean, you know, profits are fine, right? Is it about money that gives you power? Is this what it's all about? Not in my opinion. That's part of the game. The other part of the game is eugenics, right? Mm-hmm. So are you directing evolution, which is actually the subtitle of my second book, Mass Manipulator 2, we can talk about a little bit later. Directing evolution is basically, is what eugenics really is. So is it eugenics or is it the next nasty step, which is depopulation? You know, we've got 7.5 billion people. We're going to 9 billion people, give or take, by 2050. Do we want to?
You call it a soft kill. You call it a soft kill. They don't want to go overt on this, but the reality is those of you who are falling prey to the vaccine agenda, you're putting at risk the livelihood of your children. And again, James, you know this firsthand. Your child was vaccine injured.
Yep. With thimerosal, no less. So he doesn't have any of the gut issues with MMR. So MMR never impacted him at all. But he was basically poisoned over the first 2 years of his life. And by 2.5, 3 years old, he's clearly autistic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. So 99% of these kids, of the 2 million autistic kids today, and there are going to be more of them, are going to be what? They're never going to be able to reproduce. So you're right. That's the soft kill. They will be taking their genes out of the population. It's that simple.
Yeah, and you mentioned also the Gardasil shot Merck has, and GSK has the Cervarix, but we've seen evidence of infertility be the result. You know, you talk about premature, what do you call it? After you've cycled for a lifetime, you go into menopause. How does a 12-year-old, 13-year-old, 14-year-old girl go into menopause?
It's never heard of it in my entire life until the last 5-6 years. It's absolutely insane.
So has anybody called out, other than this show and what you've written that you've seen, this Kenneth Frazier, to this level of awareness? It's like, Kenneth, what kind of morality or moral equivalency are you going after here?
No, so with a different group I'm in, I raised this question last week. Someone thought, like, you know, do a cogent press release. So I did a half-page press release, and actually this needed to be more of an article. Mm-hmm. So the article is basically mostly written. I didn't have quite the right title. And I woke up at 4 in the morning today and said, yep, got the title, Merck, Pride and Prejudice, right?
Nice. Yeah. Well,
and it really fits in with what's going on. And the hypocrisy is well beyond. And it is a moral hypocrisy for sure. And we're talking about vaccine fascism, to be honest with you. If you're going to take away our rights to our own bodies, what's being injected in them, like, that's fascism. That's not liberty.
You know, you're right. Vaccine fascism is the way to go. Again, this, you know, you wrote about some really some devastating illicit and illegal activities with the CDC in your book, which you said there's this is called Master Manipulator, the Explosive True Story of Fraud, Embezzlement, and Government Betrayal at the CDC. And this is we've got the link to Amazon. So, folks, if you haven't gotten it, get it. You're working on a sequel now that brings us up to speed on some even more many more what we call explosive manipulations, lies, deceit, criminality at CDC related to vaccines since then.
Yeah, I've been basically a dare of the CDC uppers to go sue me. You know, I think Bobby Kennedy's taken that rap too some years ago. Just go ahead. You're a fraud. You're a criminal. Yeah. I don't really care. I'll actually call him out. I have no issue with that.
You know what? We need to get your article to Brother Tony Mohammed and,
Please do.
All right. I've got his number. I'm going to see if we can reach out to him, because what you've written about, the African-American community needs to call out Merck and particularly this CEO for this level of hypocrisy while his own people are being harmed via these vaccinations. And again, we know it's not only black Americans or blacks anywhere around the world, but every color is hit, every race, every religion, every background is hit. If you subject your children to this vaccine fascism, it is a game of Russian roulette, except every chamber is loaded. You just don't know what kind of damage each bullet's going to do in your child. Every child could be a little different here, and you don't know which is the one that puts them over the edge.
Yeah, no question. My son is half Norwegian. I'm first generation, born in America. My parents both born in Norway. And my mother's side is from the Philippines. So my kid's a mix. He's got the Viking bones. He's very tall, but he's got the tan skin. So he tans an arrow. I'm jealous. And what's interesting is there's nothing neurological on either side of the family going back years. Nothing there at all. So this, you know, the genetics BS part of this from groups like Autism Speaks and stuff is focused on genetic research. The crap they do at the NIH, if the CDC was the only corrupt agency in healthcare, it'd be one thing. But the NIH is corrupt with Zika. It was a complete lie. The FDA is completely corrupt with their placebos and the vaccine trials. Totally corrupt. Yeah, and so we're fighting this three-headed monster. I feel like where's Godzilla when you need it?
Gojira. Bring on Gojira. We might have to bring that theme song back, Super Don. James, any last words out to the audience before we got to go here that you want them to know?
Yeah, so people should contact Merck's press department and complain, especially if you're an African American. You shouldn't put up with this. He is so two-faced that it's not fair to his own community.
No, it's not. And any child that's being subjected to this, we want to prevent that from happening, the injury, the damage that has happened to your son and many other children around the planet. James Grundvig, everybody, pick up his book, read the article. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. James, we'll have you on again soon. Keep up the great work. I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you, Robert. Have a good night.
All right. Anybody stare at the sun too long yesterday during the eclipse? Is your eye injured beyond repair? That's the question.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
$1.99, $1.99.
Penny here is trying to see how many ways she can say $1.99.
$199, 10 times 9. Plus.
Thankfully, there's only one way to say delicious deals. And that's Long John Silver's one-piece fish and fries for only $1.99. Come to Long John Silver's today for our delicious 100% Alaskan whitefish. Hand-dipped, cooked to golden perfection, and served with natural-cut fries, all for only a little help here, Penny?
$1.99. Wow, $1.99?
Yes, Penny, wow. Because at Long John Silver's, you deserve more.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, I was just looking at the show notes, Super Don, and they're like they're written as if we can't read anything under a typeface of size 52.
I noticed that. I noticed. I appreciate that because, you know, my eyesight is not what it used to be. But
the old people here. That's us. So
Yeah.
Thanks, Captain. Yeah. All right. Well, we go to robertscottbell.com. We have all the notes linked up, the show notes, including the upcoming events. This weekend is a big one. Of course, heading into the Florida Chiropractic Association event, I'll be broadcasting from there, I believe, Thursday and Friday, and then heading up to Detroit, Grosse Ile, to do the Cancer Prevention Convention with Ty Bollinger and Doc at Detox and Doc Newsom and more, way more, Ty and family. So looking forward. There's a few tickets left, but, man, it's going to sell out. Please join us there in Detroit. I'm looking forward to seeing Marlon Glennon family as well. Then we have the Truth About Cancer Live, October 5th, 6th, and 7th. Got Marlene's Market and Deli in Tacoma, Washington, Seattle, SeaTac, right, that area. Go to Marlene's in Tacoma, and I will be there live for a radio broadcast on a Wednesday, October the 11th, and then a live lecture afterwards. Then we've got a few events later in the month in October in Orlando as well, including the annual International Iridology and Integrative Healthcare Congress, which I think would be very appropriate for all the ND candidates and NDs that have come through Trinity School of Natural Health. I think you'll enjoy that. There's a lot more than that, but that's all the time I have to let you know because we got updates galore coming because, you know, there are requests, and we like to respond to you.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Question of the day coming in from Marshall, and it's related to a link Marshall sent me. Question, can you reverse eye damage caused by an eclipse? Experts say not really. And Marshall says, is this completely true? Because in the article it says maybe you can. Can the retina be healed with proper diet or mineralization of the body? What about long-term damage from looking for a second or two? And Marshall, I appreciate you asking the question. Let me just double-check these. Can you reverse eye damage? Because, you know, they're all making fun of Trump, of course, they said, don't look, and Trump looks up. Look, if you look up for a fleeting second, it's so bright, you're not going to keep your, unless you're an absolute numbnut. Oh, Trump's a numbnut. Oh, don't, just stop it, all right? He didn't damage his eyes looking up briefly. He squinted and he's done. All right. I did that. When I took pictures of the sun yesterday, I looked up, not directly, with indirect look, and I could see in the camera or the phone that I got the shots that I needed. And I'm fine. But they say that if you were looking for a long period of time, the injury doesn't show up for a few days, perhaps. So you might think you're fine. And if you start having like black spots or, you know, like areas where your vision is not right, that there may have been damage to the retina. Now, the same kind of things, they call it solar retinopathy. It's a burn. And they say because it's a nerve cell, they claim it can't regenerate. But this is a lie. They've said this about neural tissue for a long time. And, you know, again, the line is, and again, I'm a science guy. I grew up and I was egghead. And I remember that. They would say brain, neural tissue, nervous system. Okay, if you're a salamander, okay. But not if you're a human. It doesn't happen after you're a child. But that's a lie. All cells have the potential to regenerate. And what we know and what I know here is what we've seen, that there are minerals that do indeed help facilitate that process. Now, in terms of protection of cells, there is no greater mineral than selenium as far as the importance of cellular protection. But we're going to talk with Morley Robbins next hour about iron, managing iron loads in the body and how that could impact cell damage, etc., and more. But in this case, I'm going to say selenium. I'm also going to say silica. Silica for brain, neurological health, nerve system, the entire connective tissue of the body. But what if you have a burn, an injury, a wound to tissue? The greatest remedy on planet Earth, bar none, is homeopathic Arnica Montana. Now, it's not always indicated for burns, because you could go Cantharis, which is a burn remedy. Apis can sometimes be for stinging, homeopathically. But remember silver. Silver is nature's, outside of aloe vera, or right parallel with aloe vera, silver is nature's burn medicine. If you apply silver to a burn, you will instantly reduce that pain, you will reduce the inflammation, tissue swelling, and you will begin the process of regeneration of healthy new tissue and limit scar tissue formation. And there's a lot of parallel with copper, too, in this case. So I would recommend a silver hydrosol and or a copper hydrosol in the eye directly in response to any wound to the eye due to excess exposure to intense sunlight, along with the homeopathic remedies. And there's Eyebright. There are known remedies or herbal that you can take either in the eye or orally, but there are homeopathic eye formulas, and King Bio has them as well. So I believe, indeed, you can reverse some of this damage. Now, if you're stone cold blind because you looked up the entire minute and a half, 2 hours, it was dark, I can't help you. That's another show for another
you
time.
You can't.
No,
aww,
I give up.
Man.
I give up at that point. Hey, we'll be back. Morley Robbins is going to join us because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes. Or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.